Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Police estimate 40,000 people converged on Boston Common yesterday to protest a small group of people assembled on the Parkman bandstand for what organizers called a free speech rally. Critics of that rally, including Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, said the event gave a platform to people who promote hate. The rally was cut short, and organizers of it say they were denied their right to exercise free speech. 33 people were arrested yesterday. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports.
The day was hot and humid, and mostly peaceful, even festive. There was music and all manner of free expression by counter-demonstrators. Some women dressed as witches, men in tutus. Someone wore a gingerbread man costume. And there were a lot of signs, tattoos and T-shirts with slogans. Nice, and some downright nasty. One pregnant woman even wrote on her bare belly, "This baby hates Nazis." Organizers only applied for a permit to hold their free speech rally on the Common a few days ago, and police were out in force. Bottles and weapons were banned to prevent violence like that which occurred last week in Charlottesville, Virginia, when during a Unite the Right rally, neo-Nazis and alt-right demonstrators attacked onlookers and counter-demonstrators, and a woman was killed. On Boston Common, there were added surveillance cameras, undercover officers mingled in the crowd, and barriers, fences set up to keep the few people who wanted to get to the Parkman bandstand to hear the speakers separate from counter-demonstrators, creating a 30-yard no-man's land in between. No reporters or the general public allowed. But counter-demonstrators lined the barricade, blocking access to the bandstand. One man trying to get in, who wouldn't give his name, was surrounded and interrogated by the crowd.
What brings you here today?
Because I'm concerned.
No! Don't let him talk! Don't let him speak! We don't want to hear him!
I'm not answering everybody shouting.
You don't get a voice! You don't get to talk!
Do you think you're supposed to talk?
Shame! 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 Shame!
Police stood behind the barriers. The man lit a cigarette and was followed by counter-demonstrators as he left the Common. He and others who wanted to go to the bandstand never made it. WBUR's Zenindra Nwemeka spoke with Boston Police Commissioner Bill Evans about the incidents.
Some of the speakers that had planned to join the free speech rally were not allowed through the perimeter to get to listen to the speeches and participate.
You know what? We had a job to do. We did a great job. I'm not going to listen to people who come in here and want to talk about hate. And you know what? If they didn't get in, it's a good thing because their message isn't what we want to hear.
They tried to stop us today, didn't they?
Free speech organizers only raised $9 for a PA system. So one of the 11 featured speakers, Shiva Ayyadurai, had to use a bullhorn to address those on the bandstand. A video of his speech was tweeted out. Supporters carried signs reading Black Lives Do Matter and No to GMOs. Ayyadurai, an Indian from India, wants to run against Senator Elizabeth Warren. He once sent her a DNA kit to prove she's not Native American. But that wasn't what he was talking about yesterday.
All of us here, in many ways, are true patriots. Because in spite of that noise out there, we're here to stand up for something very fundamental, which is called free speech.
The rally had a permit from the city to run 2 hours long, but organizers cut it short after less than half that. Police whisked those on the Parkman bandstand into wagons and away from the Common.
This was mob rule today. This was not justice. This was mob rule.
John Medler, organizer of the free speech rally, was among those transported and protected by the police.
Now we had to get out of there because there were people out there trying to kill us.
In the days before the rally, several alt-right speakers were disinvited, and Medler publicly disavowed bigotry, hatred, and racism. He calls himself a libertarian and his group a coalition of classical conservatives, liberals, and Trump supporters. Medler says by blocking the gate to the Parkman bandstand, counter-demonstrators weren't exercising free speech or expression.
Like, you think, honestly, that if we're not allowed to speak, then you'll be allowed to speak? I mean, the First Amendment applies to everybody. We're trying to defend everybody's right to speak here. including the people that shut us down today.
Medler vows Boston hasn't seen or heard the last of him or his coalition.
I'm telling you, this is not going to be the last rally. We're not going to give in to threats of violence.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.